It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. As promised, we're still focused on the 2019 recruiting class. Dustin Hockensmith here with Andrew Pichet. I just want to get your general thoughts so far. What are we at, 9 commitments?
We should be focused on the 19 class after the last 16 days. I mean, yeah. it was the doldrums where the recruiting Knicks were getting a little antsy, I guess you could say. And I think we were all of the opinion that, you know, sort of in the Animal House theme, remain calm, all is well. Because if you could have a little angst, and it was a little like, okay, spring game came and went, and there was a bump, but it wasn't really what you thought it was. And it was just, here's my take on the 19 class. After the 18 class, right, and why it took some time. Dude, Penn State's targeting dudes. They're not targeting recruits. They're targeting ballers. There's a difference between recruiting high-end 4- and 5-star kids. There's a level of work and maintenance that goes into it that's just a little different than the regular recruiting class, plus the NCAA new guidelines of allowing the official visits to come in earlier changed a little bit. But you never felt like Penn State was not in on its targets, like it was not doing its due diligence. And if you ever think James Franklin is not, shame on you, because if there's one guy in the country when it comes to recruiting that doesn't leave a stone unturned, Penn State fans, you should know by now, it is James Franklin and his coaching staff.
He just, 100%. Yeah.
He refuses to allow that to happen. It is 360 days a year. He gives you 5 holidays and then maybe a little vacation, and that's the way he works. But it's always, it is recruiting, 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 and he's good at it. So this is not, should not have come as a surprise that eventually the fruits of his labor, and he harvested the field, eventually the crop is grown. And we have a little crop now.
He's a natural.
He is.
And he's
so good at it.
That video circulated from Caden Wallace's dad from a couple weeks ago where he's saying it's not business, it's personal. And, you know, there's all this stuff. Like, I think one of the things when Penn State fans, before they got to know James Franklin, is that, you know, it just comes across, I think, if you have reason to doubt it, as salesy and not authentic. But it's who he is all the time. It's almost like it's a too good to be true kind of thing, but it is true.
They all say it, right? They all say it.
Family.
Right? Yeah, they all sell it, right? Yeah. They're all out there selling a little bit of the same product line. That's the lane they're all selling it in. Their facilities and what, you know, playing time and roster, that's all different based on each recruit. But what they're all selling that is similar is that concept. But you just get the impression from James in terms of these recruits that they walk away actually feeling that it's not only believable and that it's authentic, but there's a level of like guttural commitment to it that they just think is a little bit different to them.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that he's looking for. If they walk away struck like that, that's why Greg always says it, and we, you know, great Greg Pickle always said, if James gets him on campus, right? If James can get in front of him and gets him on campus, it changes the game. And that's the game it changes, was if they walk away going, they got 4 other schools they're looking at that are all selling the same line, and if they believe it, not only is it better for them to believe that, but it also means that that's the kind of player that James is looking for. If you're going to change your mind and believe that my commitment is at a different level and that's important to you, then I want you.
Yeah.
And that's the difference maker to me.
What jumps out to you about the 9 commitments in the class? Is there anything positionally? Is there a guy or two that your film review really, really pops for you? I got one for sure. I've got multiple, but there's one player in this class who really stands out.
Brandon Smith.
Brandon Smith, who we will be talking to shortly.
Yeah, I just think Brandon Smith is...
He's a phenomenal player.
He's like... It's hard to find a weakness in his game as a high school player, looking at it, closing your eyes, and transferring it to the next level. When I watch film, I look for weaknesses. I actually look for weaknesses, and I go back and watch for strength.
Yeah.
I look for weaknesses first.
Strength is going to be easy to find on this film.
So you're looking for weaknesses, and you're looking for shortcomings at the next level. And He doesn't have, it's not much, dude. It might be a little bit north-south, maybe. That was my one takeaway from him. My one weakness was as an inside backer or a, you know, in the sort of, in a two-backer system, it doesn't matter either way, whether it's a two or three-backer linebacker system. Looking at him patrolling in between the two guards, so he's not outside, but looking at him as an inside the tackles linebacker, however you line him up, whether you have, you know, one over this shoulder or whatever, it doesn't matter. As inside linebacker, the thing that was maybe a weakness was north-south, because east-west to me was not. I couldn't believe his tracking. I couldn't believe his instincts. I just was like, wow.
Well, that's the thing. So I approached watching his film like this. I see that he's 6 foot four. I see that he's 225 pounds. Correct. I'm looking to see, are you actually a linebacker?
Correct.
And he's a linebacker.
He's a linebacker. Oh, yeah. My gosh, yeah.
Through and through, he's a linebacker for all those reasons you just mentioned. But when was the last time that you've seen, and I don't really include Cam Brown in this conversation, but when was the last time you've seen somebody who's this long, who's recruited as a pure linebacker at Penn State? When was the last 6 foot four linebacker that you can remember?
Correct. They're trying to convert Micah Parsons.
And I mean, he's 6'3", and I think Brandon Smith, in terms of his height, is one thing, but in terms of his wingspan, he's long. I want to ask him about what his wingspan is, because I'm sure that it's been measured. He's a long kid.
He's a long kid. I can't. LeVar?
LeVar 6'4"?
LeVar 6 foot. Yeah. 6 foot. Yeah, I think LeVar is 6'4". The last one I can think of that I would compare him to in terms of a pure linebacker. Like, that's a pure linebacker. I'm trying to think through the years. They have developed some really good ones. I would even go back as far. You remember Shane Conlon? Remember the wingspan? Great long NFL career. Remember his wingspan?
Yeah.
He was a natural that nobody could see as a linebacker except Joe Paterno and his staff.
Yeah.
And maybe you go back even further, but the last one that looked anything remotely like Brandon Smith to me is LeVar Arrington. You have to go back to 1999, right? Is it 99?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's a linebacker.
That's a good call. It's, you know, but the bottom line is he's a unique athlete, and I can't help but visualize the Jesse Luketta, Micah Parsons, and Brandon Smith combination on the field. Not to disregard other guys who are there, but looking at those three guys in particular, those are special guys.
Yep.
And it's only a matter of time before you see probably all three of them on the field, I think, at the same time.
I don't disagree.
Devin Ford really jumps off the page to me. He really does. And I think physically everything is there. But if you watch his tape, the first thing that stood out was there's some dynamic stuff. There's the jump cut. There's that kind of stuff. But he's a real business-oriented running back. But he just has a sort of a knack for finding space. The one thing that really stood out was that he runs at multiple speeds.
Correct.
He changes his pace. He's patient when he needs to be, explodes when he needs to be. There's a lot of guys at this age, and I think Miles Sanders was kind of like this in high school. Special, without a doubt, but seemed to have one gear on tape. Devin Ford really mixes it up and changes it up. He gets skinny in the hole. I love it. I think he's really advanced for a running back of his age, because he's still got a year of high school left.
You know who he looked like when I watched him in high school? Reminded
who?
Me of?
Who?
LeSean McCoy.
It's fair.
Best between the tackles.
Yeah.
Runs at multiple speeds. Shifty inside the hole at the second level,
which
is really, really difficult, I think.
That's an interesting comp.
To think about it. Now, LeSean does not have pure breakaway speed.
Right.
Devin Ford does not have pure what you would say is fast breakaway
speed.
Shady
has a reputation for his flash, but he's got a lot more substance than a lot of people realize.
Correct. He'll lower his shoulder and hit you, and you know, Shady can deliver a blow, and I like the way Devin Ford steps when the battle is lost. He'll just step away. He'll just, if he's running out and he makes you miss and he gets outside but someone's got angle, he'll just, if he gets near the edge, he just steps away and goes, I'll declare no mas and fight for another day. But if he's got you inside the tackles and especially inside the hash marks, he will grind and hit you, or he will step away and juke you. That's the combination that stuck out to me that reminded me so much of Shady. And I think Penn State is look, it's a good running back that fits what Penn State looks for in a running back. But I think he's a little bit different inside the tackles than they've had, even different than Barkley.
I would say so.
Because Barkley was blunt trauma.
On Barkley on film, what you saw all that special ability in the open field, but he shows a little bit more.
He shows a little bit more in between the tackles. That's a good like. I'm a big fan of the quarterback.
Yeah.
I think Taquan Roberson's just exactly what James is looking for in a young quarterback in a position that's stocked. I mean, let's just be honest. Penn State is stocked at the quarterback position right now.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. And Will Levis is just, you know, the latest one. But I think they're stocked at the quarterback position, but I think this kid is exactly what James is looking for in a quarterback. It reminds me of, he closed his eyes, even though nobody else saw it, and everybody sees it in this kid. What James saw in Trace McSorley is exactly what this kid is, but maybe just a little bit more polished already.
Well, so if you're 6 foot 185 and you're a high school quarterback, you are going to have a hard time really getting rave reviews from National Recruiting Service. It's just a fact.
It is.
And that's who Penn State is going after. Somebody who's big enough, somebody who's got enough arm strength. But if you're 6 foot 185 and you're not really like blowing people away as a runner,
right,
you're never going to be a five-star. It's never going to happen for you. You're in sort of that gray area. And Penn State, when it recruits quarterbacks, is working in the gray area.
They're definitely in the gray area.
And you can see instinct and decision making. I mean, those are priorities, as they should be. I mean, history, recent history especially, is showing again and again and again what those quote unquote model quarterbacks are. The 6'5", 220 pound quarterbacks who can throw it a mile, but who don't really know, they're throwers instead of quarterbacks.
Right.
You've seen what happens with them over time. These are guys who I mean Penn State isn't really recruiting NFL quarterbacks. I think they can turn into NFL quarterbacks. Trace McSorley is going to. Taquan Roberson is another one. Sean Clifford is one too. Who cares about their physical dimensions? He's not 5 foot seven. He's big enough. He's tall enough. You get him on the move, it doesn't matter.
It does not
matter.
That's
what Penn State is recruiting, and it's funny, every single year it seems there's a guy who's like, I like him. He's plenty more than a three-star to me.
He's looking for quarterbacks that beat you with their minds.
Yeah.
Right? Look at Trace. For all of his qualities, he's got enough arm strength to throw it. He's shifty. But he's beating you with his mind by making the throws that he needs to make, and he just doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And that's because he's beating you with his mind. He knows what he's looking at, and I think this kid has those qualities.
We're going to keep talking 2019 recruiting. Brandon Smith, the linebacker, the five-star that Andy loves so much. We're going to take a quick break. He's going to join us in just a bit, so stick around. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.